That's right. You're listening to the deep stylings of Drew Doherty. Got a little bit under the weather. I'm Drew. Got my good pal, Deepy Sidhu, here down in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. John Harris, he's somewhere on I-10 with Eric San and Asensio and Joe Amaral. They're going to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Mark Vandermeer getting a mani pedi today. So you and I are in here talking some football. Deepy, how the heck are you?
I'm great. Not as great as you. You get to head off to Hawaii in a few days, so a little jelly.
Isn't that cool?
About that. Yeah. It's supposed to rain in Mobile during the Senior Bowl, so while they're all standing in the rain, you're going to be one of the most beautiful places.
To be clear, I'm not going to be on a beach the whole time just chilling with a nice fruity drink in my hand. We're going to be working, and we'll be up early driving across the island to the practices, interviewing DeAndre Hopkins and John Weeks and others about those two throughout the week. But, it's not something I'm going to complain about, though.
Well, I'll be holding it down
here
at NRG Stadium.
So your day will come. You'll go to Hawaii. You're in the rotation.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a lot of traveling that we do during the year. I'm very happy to just sit back and chillax in the off season.
I hear you. But your day will come, I'm sure.
My day will come.
Yeah, I haven't
hopefully
been since
Hawaii.
I haven't been since like 11. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
It does move around. Yeah.
Oof. Okay. The first mock draft survey came out this morning. And what that basically is, here at HoustonTexans.com, we look at all the notable mock drafters, the guys like Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay and Daniel Jeremiah. Lance Zierlein falls in that category. We compile those mock drafts and we add it up. So this first one, because not everybody's done their mock draft yet, so we're going to add on more experts throughout this spring. But we had the top 15, the most notable 15, and we looked at who they selected for the Texans at number 22 overall, and the most selected guy was none other than running back Ezekiel Elliott of Ohio State. 5 out of those 15 chose him, but DP was very, very interesting. But first of all, let's talk about just that idea of the Texans choosing Ezekiel Elliott, because I have a few other breakdowns from this mock draft survey that I want to get into, but your initial thoughts on seeing that?
I'm surprised, because I would think nationally people would be more inclined to pick a quarterback for the Texans, so it surprised me a little bit that they would pick Ezekiel Elliott. But, if he's around at 22.
He had 5 of the 15 votes, but 7 overall chose a quarterback to the Texans.
So the rest of them were – there wasn't one consensus quarterback. They were divided among – I believe it was Connor Cook and Baylor's Corey – Connor Cook and Corey Coleman each received 2 votes, but the quarterback that received more than them was Carson Wentz of North Dakota State. He had 3.
And then Lynch and Hackenberg each got a vote apiece. And I think
surprising, actually.
I think the Hackenberg number is going to rise throughout the spring.
Okay, because I thought people would just jump to the Penn State connection right away, and he would be the most popular quarterback because he'll probably – seems like he would be around at 22, whereas Carson Wentz and some of these other guys – they fluctuate anywhere from the top of the first to, mid first. I don't know. I'm surprised that Carson Wentz was the pick. But
he's
kind of an exciting pick right now, I think.
I know that a lot of folks like him in the organization, outside of the organization, Wentz. But I've also heard some other things. And I'm also of the mind that these people that are mocking Elliott first, they're probably – a lot of them are also probably thinking – and then the Texans will take Hackenberg in the second.
Oh, I see.
I don't think either will be at that slot by the time the Texans pick. Like, I think Elliott will go higher than 22nd.
Well, even Mike Mayock, who's in your mock draft, he had said that he thinks that Carson Wentz might be in the same conversation as, who's going to be the first quarterback taken overall. So Wentz could not be around at 22. But that's a good point that maybe people are taking Ezekiel Elliott because then they'll take quarterback in the second round. As far as Ezekiel Elliott, it's a fair argument because with the situation with Arian Foster, he's still under contract. But, he's coming off the Achilles surgery, and he's had a rough few years here. Last year in training camp, tore his groin. We saw that on Hard Knocks. Had groin surgery, comes back for 4 games, then goes out with the Achilles. Had back surgery before that, and in the 2013 season. So, other than the 2014 year where he'd only missed 3 games, he's been hurt the last 4 or 5 years, had a lot of surgery. So the wear and tear on him is really starting to add up. So maybe a lot of people think that he's not going to be around. We've heard reports of many different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's under the assumption that maybe Foster wouldn't be back.
It's wild because if you look at it, Foster's had 4 really, really good seasons. 10, 11, 12, and 14. You know, he eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark in each of those seasons. Now, in 9, he was a rookie. He was undrafted. Didn't start playing really until December. Didn't really get the job until the end of December, the last two games. And he played well in those last two games. Big 10, Big 11, you know, Big 12. Hurt in 13, middle of the season, and, you know, he was done. 14 bounces back, but still plays in 13 games. And then this year, missed, like you said, the first month, came back, end of the first month, and really was only there for 3 or 4 games. So,
and you know what's a little bit surprising is that in those 4 games, he actually had more receiving yards than rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe that's just a factor of easing him back into the game, or the fact that maybe he's just more effective that way, or they wanted to decrease the number of hits that he took. So I find that interesting, too. Maybe it's nothing, but the fact that he was used a little bit differently this year than in years past, I wonder how much of that factors into the fact that he's getting older, and running back years are not very many when
sure.
it comes to this league. And the only season that Arian has played a full 16 games was 2012. I mean, it's a tough position. There's no doubt about that.
It sure is. And it's something to keep an eye on. But Ezekiel Elliott, 1,800 yards this year, 1,800 yards last year. This was his worst year yards per carry-wise, and he had 6.3 yards a carry. That's amazing. Had 6.9 in the national title season. So he's a guy, and he can do some stuff catching the ball, too. A lot of folks have said he's the most complete running back. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be around at number 22, but that is the first mock draft survey of 2016.